that's enough of that. That is what radio sounds like in 2023. Some weird, androgynous, poppy music shit. Exactly like the 80s. This is Jason Wolf, your one-man band. And that was a one-man band because I am manning a vehicle trying to get away from all these UFOs and Chinese balloons lately. That and more on this episode of Riding with the Wolf. Alright, I don't know what was going on there. Technology's being weird. Lots of things have been weird lately. If you've paid attention to the news at all in the last week, if you tuned in every 20 minutes, you would have seen something different. And it truly makes you feel like you're living in the end times. Now, before I get started, if I sound different or am a little slower or breathing heavy, I just got over a horrendous cold. All the girls are sick. See, there it is. I already caught the dumb. All the girls at work got sick, decided to come to work anyway and get the rest of us sick. And, you know, after hours, we're all sharing drinks and fucking around and everything. And, you know, well, I guess that's what happens when you swap joints and spit and drinks with everybody who's sick. So I ain't mad. It is what it is. But I got this horrendous chest cold and just all sorts of shit going on. But as I'm laying on the couch for most part of a week, I figured there's nothing else to watch, so I'll turn on the news, and boy do I regret that. I mean, it started out with giant 7-point-something devastating earthquakes in Syria and Turkey that have now risen the death toll to over 40,000. Unbelievable. That's apocalyptic. Also, I guess there's something going on last week in Ohio. A derailed train with hazardous chemicals and materials needed to be exploded for some reason. They decided that it wasn't safe for this to sit there and there wasn't a way to contain it, so they needed to explode it and release the chemicals into the air, because if it somehow got out and into the water, that would be worse. So we have ourselves a Chernobyl sort of situation going on. They blew up this train and now there's an apocalyptic black cloud of smoke coming out of this train. And it's not even stormy and they look like they have thunder clouds and snow clouds just hanging over the town. This is East Palestine in Ohio. I mean, that's scary that they decided the better of two evils was to blow this up and to release these toxins into the air, which eventually now, instead of just going into the water stream, has gone into the air, what people are breathing, people's animals, pets, chickens, food sources, all that are all dying. And the news won't cover it, and the people talking about it are getting arrested. Well, that was blown out of proportion because the person that got arrested was trying to do a live broadcast during the governor's speech and was told not to, and he got arrested for it. So they're making it seem like it's a cover-up. But really, there was just other shit going on, because they're finally now starting to cover it up. Or, I mean, cover it as a topic. But, yeah. Not to mention the fucking UFOs. Boy, did we ever not see this coming? I mean, this is going to be the topic of conversation today. Because I've been following this and excited about this for so long, I can barely contain myself. So I'm at the comic shop now, and I will get back at you. So this is something I could talk about ad nauseum. which nobody knows what that means anymore. It probably means you could talk until you puke. Back in about, no, I'd say 2017, we had full disclosure. God, I can't talk today. Man, my brain is just not there. It wasn't COVID, the sickness that I had. We all tested and it wasn't it. But something got us fucked up. So it's pretty interesting. Anyway, In 2017, they had full disclosure on a lot of these, what they reclassified as UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. And it all came from eyewitnesses. So basically, cell phones are everywhere now. People are everywhere able to record just as much as the government used to be able to. The eye in the sky is now in our pockets. So it's hard to run away from the things that you can't hide anymore, and you have to talk about it. So off the coast of San Diego, the Catalina Islands, a F-18 pilot observed a Tic Tac flying over the waters, submerging itself, coming back out of the water, and just doing some otherworldly, unbelievable things. And again, when I talk about these things, I have to reiterate, when you say UFO, it's literally the most direct translation of that, meaning it's an unidentified flying object. If I throw a plate across my neighbor's yard and he catches it out of the corner of his eye, that is a UFO. What we're not always talking about is otherworldly or extraterrestrial. So if something transmorphs into something else, pops out of a black hole in the sky, or ejects life forms from another planet, then yes, we have ourselves an otherworldly UFO, or an ET, an extraterrestrial, or an ALF, an alien life form, any other abbreviations we can come up with. So, UAP was something they tried to use to get people away from the term UFO so that they wouldn't cause panic. And very few people paid attention. Then in 2019, right before the pandemic hit, they released the videos to the public, admitted aliens were real, or not aliens, but UFOs were real. See, I even had to catch myself on that. And that they don't know what these things are. And nobody really cared. Ancient Aliens is such a pop culture thing now that we just don't, like, believe in anything. I mean, it's so passé with everything that's been going on that if somebody talks about UFOs or something the government doesn't understand, we're like, yeah, what else don't they understand? Oh, gravity's failing today? Psh, that old bit. You know, it's a different world that we live in. And it did spark some interest with some people because, you know, September of 2019 is when they started the whole raid on Area 51, which in my personal opinion, none of this random weird-ass shit would have happened had we not attempted or joked about doing that, because that proved to the government that we were willing to overthrow the government just to get the secrets and the answers that we've always wanted. And then, of course, pandemic hit. China had a similar situation in Beijing where all of their people were rebelling, wanted fair work and wages, and they released COVID, so everybody had to go back to their homes and were forced into quarantine and back into mass obedience, I guess is what you could call it. So they're slowly but surely trying to tease us with these stories of UAPs and aliens and UFOs and possible ET visits. And we're so used to news like this now that we just kind of blow it off. I'm not blowing it off. I'm excited. I think we're on the verge of something that is going to be phenomenal. Whether it's the next technology, 6th and 7th gen fighter aircraft. For those that don't know, the Raptor, the Stealth, and F-35s, things like that, are 5th generation. So I think this could go somewhere. I think we're going to discover something big. Do I think it's aliens? No. I wish it was. I got super excited for 2 days there and had the endorphins running and whatever they call it, that happy juice that flows through your brain. I got all excited for 2 days and almost felt better until the, you know, it wore off. But it's funny that during the pandemic, they released all this information, basically told us, yeah, we finally admit there's something we don't know what it is that's flying in our skies, and they've been doing it forever, so there it is. And they actually created a task force, and then President Trump created the Space Force. So now there's a UAP task force that's trying to discover what these things are, and all of this back in the 50s and 60s would have been highly top secret. We're talking Men in Black, Majestic 12, stuff like that. And it makes me wonder if a lot of these old alien sightings, Roswell and the battle over LA, were just whatever these things are and not aliens or extraterrestrials. I mean, I would love to think that an alien landed on Earth, and that's how we got transistors and the technology to move from, you know, where we were at within 100 years to space travel. So it's funny that the rest of the public isn't really paying attention to this. And I actually got sick of the news because they showed the same Tic Tac video over and over again. They showed another UAP flying next to a different F-18 pilot. So now there was two official government released pieces of footage that sparked so many episodes of Ancient Aliens and documentaries that the whole MUFON and UFO community and everything is quite frankly sick of it. But maybe that's what they wanted. Maybe they wanted us to be so used to this that when they finally do admit we've been visited from other planets, or that aliens and lizard men have actually been in control of the government for the last 60 years, that we'll take it a lot easier than the mass hysteria that War of the Worlds caused. And for some reason, I still think they're worried about that. I feel like they're so concerned that there's going to be mass hysteria that they're just not going to tell us, which is weird because we didn't have mass hysteria when the entire world shut down. We were actually pretty irritated and didn't give a fuck about COVID or anything else. So that was, imagine being in the Black Plague and your king tells you, you can't go out, you have to wear a mask and all this kind of shit. And then just people like, yeah, whatever. It's all a lie. It's all a ruse. We're so used to disinformation now and the government lying to us that we don't trust anything even when we need to. Now, you know I'm a big aviation fan. Always in my backyard watching the skies. Would love to catch a UFO personally. And I've seen some pretty strange things. But there's only been a few times where I really thought I saw something otherworldly. I actually did see a weather balloon a couple of months ago. And it's really scary seeing one of those in person because it's exactly as they describe. You don't expect it to be a sphere floating through the air. from underneath or any direction, it looks like you're looking at the bottom of this thing and you just assume saucer. Because that's what pop culture and, you know, the 50s beat into our heads, is that we were going to be visited by flying saucers. And I didn't even know we still used weather balloons. And it turns out that we still do, and they're quite common, actually. So seeing one in person fly directly over my house, head towards the strip before it exploded south of Green Valley, which is our southernmost area down by Henderson. It was intriguing. And that was a few months ago. I also saw, during one of our red flag Top Gun style exercises here at Nellis, about 2 in the morning, F-35 squadron was headed back to base flying over the house. And I shit you not, I saw a green laser come from somewhere in space, the heavens or whatever, and I swear it tried to shoot it down, because you saw the F-35 pass overhead, and as soon as it passed this mark, this green brilliant light just goes zoom, like faster than the speed of light, and you could see the beginning and the end of it. So it was not quite like lightning, but definitely mechanical. And I tried looking it up back then, and this was, I would say, last summer, and I discovered there was a thing called green meteors, and that we've had a few of those lately. I didn't know we had those. I didn't know anything about those. So that was pretty interesting. And now here we are. Both of those things have happened recently, and the government says, oh, okay, well, now it's time to panic. Wait, what? We shot down a Chinese spy balloon over Hawaii. China has caught, or Hawaii has caught video of China scanning the sky with green lasers. I'm not kidding. Look it up. There is video of some Matrix-style green lasers that shoot down from a satellite over Hawaii that look like a barcode or the Matrix in the sky, and nobody knows what it is, but for some reason both of those accounts were saying it's China. Now, they're not saying it's weaponized, but I don't know that people understand the significance of that Chinese balloon. We have seen several unidentified objects before in the sky, which I'll get to. But we've never seen something manufactured by another country infiltrate our airspace. And if we have, we weren't told about it because nobody saw it. But because everybody saw it and posted videos of it and said that we could tell this has some sort of imaging device and solar panels on this thing, and that it's somehow maneuverable, that we need answers on this. And it traversed the entire country before being shot down. Now, again, there's so much significance to this. This is the first time ever that we have shot something down over North America in our airspace. You know, Pearl Harbor aside, because that's what started the Second World War. I don't even think many kamikaze pilots other than, I mean, you could look at 9/11, but that was an attack on the country. I'm talking about, we've never actually shot back and shot anything down over the continental United States ever. And now we're just going to admit that we're doing that. We sent a $400,000 missile from an F-22 Raptor to blow this thing up. And it didn't even hit the balloon. It hit the mechanical components underneath the balloon and destroyed it, which caused the strings to detach and the whole thing just sort of deflated. But they waited until it got over water. My first thought was, what if this has COVID in it? What if this has the next biological warfare in it? And amazingly enough, as that floated over Alaska to Canada to the U.S., across the U.S., and out the Carolinas before we finally shot it, and all of a sudden everybody's sick again. There's a conspiracy theory for you. So it is a little unbelievable that we would allow that to happen, because again, much like 9/11, we thought our early warning system and radars would detect these things long before they got into our airspace. And apparently that's not the case. More on that in a minute. Because now there's been three other objects shot down. And it's getting scary. Because now they're not willing to admit what they are, who made them, where they're from, if they're civilian or otherwise. And even worse, they're finally saying again, we don't know. Which, of course, causes panic and everybody wants to say it's aliens. Which may not be the case. It may, but again, the literal translation of UFO is an unidentified flying object. We just don't know what it is. But we shot them down. Now, here's what's weird about that. The only reason we shot the Chinese spy balloon down is because tensions are high and everybody saw it. Now we shot something down over Alaska that nobody saw, and we can't retrieve anything from it. Not only that, Canada asks us to assist in shooting down something over their Yukon. And we do, and we don't know what it is, and we can't recover it. Okay. And something shows up over Montana, disappears at night, shows up again. God, I don't even know where that one got shot. Oh, over Lake Huron in Michigan. And nobody saw it. And it wasn't recovered. Now I'm starting to see a problem here. And then, of course, you know, false reports are coming in from everywhere. China says they had one. Uruguay said they had one. Romania and Moldova, which I didn't even know Moldova was an actual country. I had to look it up. They're saying they got balloons too, but those are from Russia. So one of two things are happening here. We either have a full-scale invasion going on that is either from aliens or a warring country or somebody that wants to start a war with us. Or they're not actually happening. My personal opinion is that we botched the Chinese spy balloon situation in the public eye. And now we're saving face, showing that we can have a show of force and catch things before it gets to the continental U.S. Except we can't even do that right if that were the case. Because it seems like we're still having issues. How did we not see these things coming? And when they got too close for comfort, we decided to shoot them down with a missile. I mean, China described it best. They said, we're shooting mosquitoes with a cannon. Why can't we just send up an F-16 with a cannon? The Vulcan gun is a pretty powerful gun, so I don't see why we can't just do that. But apparently we're trying to shoot them down with AIM-9 Sidewinder missiles. All right, well, here's the problem with that. The one over Lake Huron, an F-16, Splash 1, as they call it, the first missile released, missed. My question is, where did it go? Side note, London found a undetonated bomb, and when they discovered it, before they could decide what to do with it, it unexpectedly exploded from World War II. There were several B-52s that crashed during the 60s, during the nuclear programs, and we never recovered those. And if you watch the video of the spy balloon that was shot down by the F-22 Raptor, it was basically the missile cut through the strings and went past it and didn't explode on contact. This wasn't something where it hit a tangible object, blew it to bits, and you saw an explosion. See, now you can hear it. Another reason why I'm trying to talk is I'm trying to get this out of my lungs. This missile went straight through it like a bullet and came out the other side and disappeared. So now there are 5 missiles out there that did not explode, that we're just going to let happen. Now, here's the problem with why they shot them down. And I'm all for it. Like, blow these fuckers out the sky. I don't care if they are extraterrestrials. If they don't send a liaison that wants to talk peacefully, or that, you know, we can commit snoo-snoo with and fuck wildly, I say blow it out of the sky. If it's Russia or China, blow it the fuck out of the sky. But the problem I have with them blowing these things up is that they don't know what it is. And not only do they not know what it is, they don't know what its purpose is, and they can't find it afterwards. Now, the Chinese spy balloon was 80,000 feet, well out of our travel atmosphere. Most airliners will travel somewhere between 20 and 35,000 feet. I'm talking like our commercial airlines. And then takeoff and private owned stuff happens, you know, 5,000 to 20,000 feet. So this second unidentified object was shot out of the sky because it was floating at about 20,000 feet, and they said it posed a threat to civilian aircraft. Okay, I could kind of get that. But if they say they don't know what it is and they can't recover it, what did they shoot at? If I'm a pilot and I have a missile targeting system And not just a gun. It's not like you're just shooting into thin air at something you can't see. If you're shooting it with a missile, it has to lock on to something. So the pilots had to have a visual. They had to know what this was. Or at least be able to describe it. Now, they did. And as they described it, the first one was cylindrical in beer can style shaped. So in other words, like everybody sees the Tic Tacs. And not a balloon. So they're being very specific about not calling this China or a balloon, which is really weird because I think China told us to knock it off and stop blaming them. And then the one over Lake Huron, they said was octagonal. That's very specific. In fact, they got close enough to see that strings were underneath it and dangling from it. So, okay. More questions arise. If this isn't a weather balloon, if this isn't something from another country, and it's not a UFO, what, someone just got a kite for Christmas, and they're testing it out, and the United States shot it down with a $400,000 missile? Seems to me like they would sue someone if this was a private thing, or someone would be arrested for having something the FAA didn't approve to be in the skies. I mean, if you own a drone, a serious drone, you have to register it with the FAA, and it has to have appropriate lights, and it has to be tracked. So, I have questions. I think a lot of people should have questions. So what does the government do when trying to answer these questions is they start telling us, well, first of all, it's not an alien. It's not extraterrestrial. And they sort of laugh. They're like, we don't have to worry about that. Okay, here's my problem with that statement. Two things. If I were a government official trying to explain away something that I didn't want people to panic over, and that question came up, I would say, no, we don't have any frame of reference for what something otherworldly would look like because we haven't been visited before. Or, no, it's not a problem, it's technology and build making that we recognize, we just don't know who did it. Okay, so the government is not doing that. They're saying it's definitively not an alien. The verbiage used there connotates that if you know something specifically is not something, you have to know what something is before you can tell us what it isn't. So did they just admit that yes, we know what alien and extraterrestrial technology looks like? And not only that, we know what it looks like. We have a comparison base because this has happened before, and it's not that because we've seen it. Okay, really? This isn't suspect to anybody? Now, here's another point of contention I have with these last three things that they supposedly don't know what they are. They are quick to say what it isn't, but also admitting that fucking jackass doesn't know how to park. If you're just going to sit there and check your phone as you're pulling out of your fucking parking spot, maybe stop inconveniencing the world. They're also saying the reason they shot these things down was because they were flying over sensitive areas that they didn't want reconnaissance to catch. In the middle of nowhere, in the Yukon, over Alaska, and in areas where there's been several UFO sightings before. So they just admitted they have secret alien technology, UFO technology bases and testing ranges in the middle of nowhere. I don't think they're thinking this through. So again, that's two important points I want to make. One, if they're going to say they don't know what these things are, but are going to tell us what they aren't, they should know what the things that they aren't are before they tell us that they aren't. I know that's confusing, but if you disagree with somebody, you have to know why you're disagreeing. I can tell you that the American flag is red, white, and blue. You could tell me, no, it's not, but you have to tell me why it's not. You may be colorblind and perceive it differently, and that doesn't mean that that changes what it actually is. Or you could tell me that it's been replaced by Antifa, the LGBTQ plus 2A13456 flag, or the trans flag, or the Black Lives Matter flag. And tell me that I'm wrong because, you know, the actual one is Blue Lives Matter flag. I mean, those are all opinions. But the American flag is red, white, and blue with stars and stripes. That is definitive. So for you to tell me that something is not the American flag, we have to have a base of reference and know what it looks like before we could tell you that it's not the American flag. For the government to continually and repeatedly come out and say this is not extraterrestrial tells us they know what it is, or that they know what extraterrestrials are, and it's definitely not that. But the fact that they don't know what it is leads me to believe the latter. You see where I'm getting with that? It's just difficult for me to understand the words that they're using, expecting that the majority of the world is dumb, not realizing that there's still a good 30% of us that will question everything and aren't dumb. And the second major point, again, just to reiterate, because it's this stuff's important to me, and I want people to think the way that I do so that their eyes open and actually wake up to be woke, not woke in the sense of following trendy hashtags. I want people to wake up, which is originally what that whole phrase came from, and see what's really going on. Fuck, this guy's stopping in the middle of the goddamn road for no fucking reason. It's one of those days. And another people offloading their truck in the middle of the road. So irritating. And the second point I want to make, again, is because if you have something you don't want people to know about, such as Area 51, secret missile nuclear test silos, or something like that, don't tell us the reason you shot something down was because it posed a threat to national security and was flying over sensitive military and government facilities. As far as I know, we don't have those in Lake Huron. We don't have those in Alaska, in the uninhabitable parts filled with ice. And on paper, apparently, I wouldn't imagine we had anything in the Yukon either. Unless all of these conspiracy theories were right the entire time. And we do have alien technology underwater in secret military bases in the Antarctic and underwater. So, the next portion on my way to the next stop, I did find Three Ninjas on VHS, which is pretty cool. I've been looking for that. The next portion I want to talk about is technology really worth it? Because a few other revelations have popped up this week where they admitted their radar wasn't tuned to things like balloons and slow-moving craft. Essentially admitting that primitive forms of warfare work better than the most modern technology. So, if this were the case, that this Chinese balloon made it from China across Alaska, over the continental U.S., gathered information, and relayed that information back, and we didn't detect it, we got a problem. Because that's an ancient form of warfare, where they could actually put warheads or explosives, or fill the balloon with a gas, or a biological weapon, or something like that, and explode it into a populace. So, if that's happening, then we have a problem. And if we're going to shoot primitive warfare down with millions of dollars of equipment, from billions of dollars of planes, that's a bigger problem. How do you kill a bigger country? Is you bankrupt it. Or deplete their armament, so when you do decide to invade, they've used up basically what Ukraine is doing to Russia. It's just scary to think about. The whole situation's scary. Now, here's the truth on that Chinese balloon. It's now been a week, or a little over a week, since that's happened. And they're finally admitting, apparently they did see this thing after they went back and checked. They did see this thing launch from China. And they did track it. And they did see where it was going, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, basically, they fucked up. They didn't see it as a threat. They thought it was just a weather balloon until it hit the continental U.S. And then China said it's privately owned. Backtracked and said it was just for weather. Backtracked and said that it wasn't information that they were seeking. No, it flew over sensitive sites, which by admitting that, you just told them where our sensitive sites were. I just don't think the smartest people are in the government right now. I know that should go without saying, but it's just, I'm baffled. I'm absolutely baffled. So to save face now, they're going back and they're saying, oh, well, actually, two more balloons flew over the U.S. during Trump administration. So, you know, it's not just Biden that's doing this. It's just President Trump missed two of them completely. Well, we didn't know they were a threat if they actually were there. The whole point is basically this. The technology is useless if primitive means can take it down. The only attack on U.S. Soil and states was Pearl Harbor and 9/11. And both happened because of primitive means. Box cutters and sand people hopped on a plane, hijacked it, and flew a plane into a building. Now, I'm not going to get into the whole 9/11 thing because so many people still dispute all of that. And I see the video, and now the technology is even better, and we understand what deep fakes are and all that. There's so many conspiracy theories out there. However, it was an attack on our own people, and it was by primitive means. So if that's what one of these balloons are, we're fucked. All right, so when the public asks you, is this Chinese? No, it's definitely not Chinese. Is it Russian? No, it's not Russian. And then they blurt out that it's not alien. That puts it in your head. So now every press conference we're going to ask, is this alien? Well, I mean, what are we playing? 20 questions here? Oh, hot or cold? Nah, not Russian. You're getting warmer, though. It's not Chinese. No, you're getting cold again. Is it alien? Oh, you said alien. No, it's definitely not alien. Like, it's all suspect. All of this is suspect. Now, politicians are getting mad. Taxpaying citizens are getting angry. They're looking to their politicians for answers. The politicians are looking to the president for answers, which you're not going to get any. He doesn't even know what the fuck's going on half the time. We gotta stop electing old white men into office. I'm sorry. Trump, Biden, all these people. I'd pick Trump over Biden. At least a businessman could run this country better, but holy fuck. Now they're mad, and they finally had a debriefing yesterday. And this is some of the most interesting things I've heard in all of my lifetime of watching every single UFO documentary there is, every single Ancient Aliens, Area 51 documentary, watching the skies and everything. They held a briefing or a debriefing on these three things that were shot down because they have to explain why they used money and resources to shoot something non-existent down. Every one of the senators that came out of that debriefing had more questions. Not only did they have more questions, they were confused. And some of them genuinely looked defeated, is the best way that I could describe it. They didn't look like somebody who was just told they had a threat and they're ready for combat. They look like they were just told Jesus is coming back and aliens are going to butt probe you and you can't do a damn thing about it. And they're coming out with their heads down and they're not fired up, ready to fight each other. They're not scared. They just look defeated. And that's pretty alarming. So Senator Kennedy out of Louisiana came out and talked to a few people in the press. And what he said was probably some of the most telling items and sound bites I've ever heard in my entire life. And this is truly scary. He said what we learned in that debriefing is that there haven't been just three. There haven't been just one spy balloon and three unidentified objects. There have been hundreds, if not thousands, since 2017. Why did he say that year? Because 2017 is when they admitted that Tic Tacs, cylindrical flying objects and all these sorts of things were real. We don't know who's making them or where they're coming from, and they're in our airspace. And now they're going back and looking at their recalibrated radars and going, oh shit. Yeah, no, they've been here for a long time. Okay. And he just looked defeated. And then he said, even up till 2019, we've had some close calls, but nothing that raised the alarm to where we thought we needed to shoot them down. And again, 2019, why would he mention that year? That was another year where they released the videos. And we actually got to see these things that we were talking about. But in 2017, it was just a, I believe it was declassified documents is what happened from an event. We didn't see the actual video until 2019. And then 2020, they finally admitted during the pandemic that UAPs, UFOs were real. We don't know what they are, who they are, where they're coming from. And we've assembled a task force to figure out what that is. This task force ain't been doing shit, apparently, because now they're admitting fault again and mistake and saying that there's been hundreds, if not thousands, of these things. I mean, come on. We have seen all of these things in the skies forever, and they've denied that they existed. Now all of a sudden they exist, and not only do they exist, there's nothing we could do about it. They feel defeated and are just like, well, they're there. So why are we paying taxes? Why are we paying essential, like, hush money? And no, that's not the word. What, protection money, like the mafia used to do to us. Why are we paying taxes as protection money when we're not being protected from these things, whatever they can admit that they are? It's alarming. It's very alarming. Senator Kennedy ended that interview by shaking his head, almost in tears, turning back to the cameras, and said, "I don't know." Lock your doors tonight, folks. And walked away. Excuse the fuck out of me. Lock your doors tonight. First of all, it gives me goosebumps just saying that and reiterating that. First of all, when do we ever not lock our doors? Second of all, holy shit. Why would they tell us to lock our damn doors? This caused a little bit more panic than I normally would have. Because for a government official, whether he's looking for a quick soundbite or just speaking off the cuff or not, or just another old white politician that doesn't know how to keep his damn mouth shut, that's a very scary thing to say to Americans. They didn't tell us to lock our doors during the Black Lives riots. They didn't tell us to lock our doors during the mass shootings. They usually say things like shelter in place. Which, by the way, they've used that a few times because there's now been citric acid or some kind of, I don't know. There's been two more chemical train derailments and problems since the thing in Ohio. But lock our doors now? You're telling us to lock our doors. Why? What do you know? Can't tell you. And they're not even saying they can't tell us anymore. They're just saying we don't know, and they're hanging their heads, and they're just as baffled as we are. Now, that caused me to do some serious research and to look things up for myself, because I know people say things off the cuff, and they're not the smartest people out there. So I tried to see what other senators were saying from the same debriefing. I swear to God, they all said the same thing. Not the lock your doors part, but that this is something that has been happening for years now. We don't know what it is. And we don't know what to do about it. That's alarming. I speaking of alarming, I'm driving by and I'm seeing the planes at Nellis act very weird. They're almost hovering, trying to land in this wind. It just looks odd. It's not that they're doing anything odd. So Senator Rubio had a longer interview where, and I guess he's head of an intelligence something. He's not our Department of Intelligence, but I don't know what his title is, but he's the guy that would let us know to the public. He's like our liaison to intelligence. And he didn't tell us to lock our doors, but he said 95% of what is in there that they just talked about can be told to the public, and he's wondering why we aren't telling the public. He said the 5% that we can't talk about with is generally in regards to the Chinese balloon. Which I guess I can understand, because if it was military created, we don't want to start a war with China as they're trying to start a war with Taiwan. So I could sort of understand. However, he backtracked later on at the end of the interview and said 99%, and he even caught himself, but he said 99% of what we were told in there can be told to the public, and he's confused as to why we can't tell the public what's really going on. I mean, if it's Elon Musk just fucking around with more of his money, just tell us. We don't care. We probably think it's cool, except for the fact that we can't see it ourselves. No pic, no proof, right? I mean, that's what they've said forever. And he also had another interesting soundbite. People are going to continually bring up aliens and extraterrestrials. And a reporter or a person, whoever these people were with cell phones and all that, trying to record his statements, he was asked, can you definitively say that these are not extraterrestrials and aliens? And he cut off the question and said, no, I cannot. I wish they were. I wish they were aliens. Because if it turns out that these are Russia or Chinese people doing this, it poses a bigger threat. Back up, bitch. I'm sorry, you just said you wish that this was alien? And not only that, you admitted that even if this is civilian or a foreign government getting these things into our airspace, causing a potential threat to our aviation, both commercial and civilian, that we may have a bigger problem and that what we've been paying for isn't working. There is so much to digest with this. My brain is just on fire. And I know I've got friends that run trans friendly gothic salons in town that constantly post things like, accept people for who they are, all these transphobes and all these people who are just blah 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 blah, issue, human rights, blah blah blah, laughing at all of us who question and want to know what's in the sky. You must have missed science class if you think these things are aliens. Shut the motherfuck up. Because obviously you miss science class if you still think there's more than two genders. I mean, come the fuck on. Irritating as fuck. So here we are, living in a world that finally admitted we don't know what these things are flying over us, how they get here, where they are, where they come from, and whatnot. I mean, did these things just materialize? This is a question I have now. The smart questions we need to ask ourselves are, if this is alien and extraterrestrial, do we really think we could shoot something that can travel between planets light years away through wormholes, can actually be brought down by our primitive technology? I spoke of primitive technology as regards to balloons versus F-22 Raptors, but our F-22 Raptors are certainly primitive technology to somebody that can traverse universes or come from another planet and into our own. And I don't believe that they would start an invasion with balloons or whatever craft these things aren't. You see what I'm getting at? It's all suspect. All of it. This is just so beyond ridiculous that I can't even fathom how this is happening in the modern era. And again, if this is something that we don't know what it is and it's in our airspace, it poses a bigger threat to us than the things that we do know. So who's to blame? Is this fake? Is this real? And what the fuck is going on? So again, comma, I don't have the answers to these things. And I don't expect anybody does. But I just want people to think clearly and critically, because we're at a really weird time in history right now. And it's kind of scary because, you know, you really want to get into the tinfoil hat shit. Most major civilizations and empires only last, you know, 250 years or so. And we're creeping up on that as the United States. And as most of the civilization goes to an androgynous sort of perverted society, much like Egypt and Rome did, their civilization was destroyed. One by plagues and one by volcano. So if we're getting to that point where our world is coming to an end and another cataclysm and rebirth needs to happen, it sure seems like these are the signs pointing towards that being a realization, and very soon. The earthquakes in Syria and Turkey, I mean, Nostradamus and the Bible and everybody has predicted for eons now that the Antichrist or the next end of the world would happen from a massive earthquake or something coming from under the ground or something that would be released from underneath either Eastern Europe or Russia. So, that's a little scary. Also, this is one of the weirdest times in history that I can think of. The 50s, yeah, are probably pretty close. Between, like, World War II to Roswell era was a pretty freaking weird time. But that was mostly human destruction. Only other time in history that I can think of where the most random, unrealistic shit happened is biblical times and when the fall of Egypt. With locusts, waters turning red, water's parting so Moses can get through it. Fish dying, plagues, locusts, frogs, all that kind of shit. Like, that was the last time I remember in history, or remember reading about any time in history that's been as weird as this, to where we've got UFO sightings, massive earthquakes, plagues, pandemics, all sorts of shit all happening in the same week. It's getting scary, folks. It really is. I'm not scared. I'm not saying to stock up. I'm not doomsday prepping. If this is the end, so be it. I've lived a wonderful life. Hopefully I get all my figures done and shipped out before any of this happens. If not, haha, bitches. It just seems a lot of these people feel hopeless. And I'm almost borderline hopeless and excited at the same time. I want to be alive when the invasion or the next end of the world or the next apocalypse happens. I want to see this and witness it for myself. I've dreamed about it since I was a kid. Yes, I know I'm weird, but I have had apocalyptic dreams forever. And I can't wait to see how this all plans out. I get excited about it. I got excited and let down very quickly during the pandemic. And it, never in my lifetime, 43 years, have I seen something where every couple of weeks, something major happens. Something newsworthy happens. And we're not just like grasping at shit. Like, oh my God, a sheep was born with two heads. Surely this is a sign of the apocalypse. Giant killer wasps from outer space are coming to kill us. Surely this is a sign of the apocalypse. No, we're talking about unidentified flying objects. 7-point-something earthquakes that are destroying cities. Another one just happened in New Zealand in an uninhabited area, but I guess it was off the coast of an uninhabited area. 6-point-something. Shit's getting weird, folks. It's really getting weird. So stay safe and sane. Take care of you and yours. Be as happy as you possibly can be for as long as the world allows us to be. And create. Be creative and intelligent and mindful of your surroundings. And just enjoy existing, because that's all we can do at this point. I personally am enjoying loving watching Signs and Close Encounters of the Third Kind and sort of role-playing as to what could happen in these situations. So, you know, it is what it is. And I'm happy to be in existence when this is all happening. So, take care, everybody.